And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 6th of October, 2012. It was on this date, 2007, that Jason Lewis and the Expedition 360 team completed the first entirely human-powered trip around the world, traveling on human power alone, no help from motors, animals, or even sails to capture the wind. They didn't do it all at once. It took them, in fact, more than 13 years to accomplish this. Set off from Greenwich, England, July 12, 1994, pedaled a boat across the English Channel, bicycled through France, Spain, and Portugal, then crossed the Atlantic Ocean, which took 111 days, landed in Miami, biked and skated across the continental United States. Jason Lewis had to stop and earn money at various times, worked at cattle ranches, funeral homes. About a year into the expedition, he was rollerblading on a Colorado road when he was run over by a drunk driver, both of his legs broken, one almost amputated, spent 6 weeks in the hospital, 9 months recovering before he could resume his trip around the world. Many mishaps. He was arrested in Egypt as a suspected spy, came down with malaria, had two hernia operations, was robbed once. And finally, on this day, in 2007, he returned to Greenwich. It was on this date in 1600 the opera Eurydice by Jacopo Peri received its premiere at the Pitti Palace in Florence, Italy. Eurydice, the earliest opera that still survives, a retelling of the Greek myth of Orpheus and Eurydice, in which Orpheus, the musician, falls in love with the beautiful girl, but just after their wedding, she's bitten by a snake, she dies, he's heartbroken, he goes down into the underworld to try to bring her back. He charms Hades, the king of the underworld, and he agrees to let Eurydice come back to earth with Orpheus on one condition, that he get all the way back to the upper world without looking back to see if she is following. And he almost makes it, but as he's walking out into the sunlight, he turns back, and Eurydice is still in the underworld, and he loses her forever. And it was on this date in 1889, William Dixon demonstrated the first talking movie to his boss, Thomas Edison. Edison had come up with a basic idea, but it was Dixon who did most of the actual work, and Edison took credit for it. He ran a strip of celluloid film, which he developed with George Eastman, through a projector, and there was a phonograph that played the sound. It was a movie of Dixon himself saying, "Good morning, Mr. Edison. Glad to see you back. Hope you like the kinetophone." It was a huge hit, and Dixon thought it should be refined so you could project the image on a screen. Edison thought it was just a toy, useful as a peep show. Inside a wooden cabinet, you put a coin in, and you looked in through a window. Here's a poem for today by Marilyn Nelson, entitled Psalm. So many cars have driven past me without a head-on collision. I started counting them today. There were 109 on the way to the grocery, 102 on the way back home. I got my license when I was 17. I've driven across country at least 12 times. I even drive late Saturday nights. I shall not want. A poem by Marilyn Nelson entitled Psalm, from The Fields of Praise, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.